from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 16th day of January, year of our Lord, 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prep tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to make sure you've got copies of all important documents, birth certificates, insurance papers, automobile titles, mortgage papers, health records, and so forth. Keep them in a safe location, a safety deposit box at a bank, a fire-resistant safe at a location that's not the one you live in. That would be a really smart thing to do. When I was in Dallas a couple of months ago, L.A. Marzulli had the table next to me, and their house burned to the ground while they were in Dallas. Their home was in that California campfire tragedy that took place, and their son was able to get in and salvage some of their professional equipment, but otherwise it was a total loss. So word to the wise, make those copies of those documents, keep them in a safe location, and you'll be very glad you did. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Professor James McCanning. Professor McCanning taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's what I would consider an advanced amateur archaeologist, a great IT guy, weekly radio talk show host, and accomplished author. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. Thank you. Nice to be here today.
Good to have you with us, sir. The main news appears to be the unprecedented shutdown of the federal government, which, quite frankly, I haven't missed anything myself. How about you, sir?
Well, my attitude is good. That it's one way to flush the swamp, and a lot of these agencies they've become overbloated over the years. So 800,000 people—that's nearly a million people sitting in D.C.—and you got to wonder what on earth do they do.
Well, what we're hearing is non-essential personnel aren't going to work. So if they're not essential, why do they work for the government in the first place?
Yeah, what's non-essential? The things that you... Well, that's what I guess that says it all.
It does.
And
it does well.
You know, the thing is, we absorb that many people every year as legal imports into this country, and so, you know, absorbing that many people into a booming economy should not be that difficult if they have real skills. And so it's unfortunate that it has to come all at one time, but how do you do that slowly? You know, there's really no. So what I see is Trump is using this as a way of literally flushing out a lot of people that, and then his policy also is that for every, you cannot hire anybody unless two people quit. And so there's a, you know, a retention policy in place. So, you know, a million people, though, you just really, what on, let's do this, a statistical sampling. Let's take 100 of them at random and see what they do. And then Absolutely. Maybe take another 100 and see what they do. And my guess is, just I've been in corporations that have been very successful, and they get overbloated, and you have administrative staff who do nothing but move emails and have meetings. And, you know, that's what they do. You know, so there's really nothing, in a sense, accomplished. You know, the company would continue, everything else would go on. And in companies where I've been, like I say, successful companies with dozens of tens of thousands of employees, it comes down to probably around 500 that really do work.
It's pretty amazing. But I've, in my capacity as an investigator, I've visited hundreds of government offices over the past 40 years. That would be county governments, city governments, state offices, and federal offices. And a lot of the time, Jim, I would walk in, since computers became ubiquitous, and the government employee would be playing solitaire on the computer. It's been my observation dozens of times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, I think that Trump is in no big hurry. And let's look at what this is over. It's over $5 billion. I mean, they spend 20 times that on things that, you know, have no importance at all. So it's not about the money. Certainly not that. It's right now, it's about what we call loggerheads. You know, people are on taking both sides. But you have to understand, too, what the Democrats are doing is they want their bloated government. They want the giant machine there that, you know, gives the, you know, illusion of importance of things going on. And, you know, it's not necessary. So anyway, this may come back to bite them in more ways than one.
We can only hope. We can only hope. Well, when President Trump took personal responsibility for the shutdown in the Oval Office, he knew that tactic would be successful because that took away all the thunder that the liberal socialist Democrats were going to use against him by claiming that it was Donald Trump's shutdown. When he took responsibility before it even began, he knew how to deflate their sails pretty well, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. And he's still there. And so anyway, we'll see where this goes. But unfortunately for the people who got caught up in this, I've been in companies that have hit the wall financially, which the United States, in a sense, is doing. But also remember that when you pay your taxes, you're not paying for this. This is coming from a loan that every year is given to the United States from the central banks. And you pay your taxes, pay the interest on that loan. So just so you understand, you know, the money flow here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Jim, what else are you paying attention to this morning, sir?
Well, just a little bit on the Brexit issue. I think yesterday was the big vote, and it was just an absolute slam dunk disaster for Mrs. May, who tried to reach a compromise. And of course, she is there to maintain the European Union. You know, she claims to be a conservative, but her real role there is to stay off Brexit as long as possible. And it didn't work. So we're probably going to see a new government in Europe or in England very shortly. And they've already voted for Brexit. And by the way, the magic day is March 29th, this coming March, when England will just drop out of the European Union. And I suspect nothing, just like in the United States or something like this were going on. There's no compromise that's going to be made in the interim. So on March 29th, put it on your calendar, England is going to drop out of the European Union, and it's going to be followed very shortly, probably by France and some other countries. I don't know which ones. I'm not that financially astute to know, but yeah, the European Union is toast. Let's just put it that way. And that's the financial baby of the European bankers. So they're not doing well. They're losing in the United States. Excuse me.
Jim, I expect to see some of the East European, the former East European communist countries begin that process of withdrawing. Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland, Yugoslavia, and Slovenia. They want nothing to do with the EU and mandated immigration policies. I think that will be the straw that breaks the camel back. At least I hope so.
Yeah, that's exactly. And then also the amount of money they pay the European Union to tell them what to do. That's a big price, and they're tired of it. So the European Union, how they got that slipped in is pretty interesting. But so this is just the beginning, and it's going to be a domino effect as soon as England does. And it's inevitable. I just can't see any way that the two sides of this issue in England are going to make any compromises at all. You can see that in the United States, where the Pelosi, the Schumer contingency is not going to give in on the wall issue. But in the meantime, their whole network in Washington, D.C. is going to go out from underneath them.
We have elections coming up now in November of 2020. The presidential cycle has already begun. We got people lining up to throw their hats in the ring on the Democratic side. I'm not aware of any on the Republican side. But I believe that between now and November of 2020, the Democrats will show their true colors and thoroughly disenfranchise and distance themselves from most of America. That's what I believe will happen between now and November 2020. What do you think, sir?
Well, the biggest thing that has to happen is election reform, because the House of Representatives is owned by the Democrats only because of grand cheating. In the same 10 spots that gave us Hillary Clinton 17 million illegal votes gave us the House of Representatives run by the Democrats. So the biggest thing, none of this would be happening in a fair election society, but we don't have one. We have 10 spots in the United States where cheating is rampant, and the Democrats literally own the elections, and they have since Johnson. So anyway, unless there's election reform, then the American people's vote literally does not count. So that's the biggest issue in the next election.
We got some callers on hold here. First, we got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. Talking about the money, I heard Catherine Austin Fitz last night, and she and a professor at a university in Michigan, he's got a graduate level economics class. He's been having his class help him. They've been going through the budget of HUD and the Department of Defense, and they've found 21 trillion in unaccountable adjustments, and we can't get any answers on it. And she said that somehow the government, and I don't know if Congress passed this or if this was an executive decision or something, but they've just, you know, they keep two sets of books, she said. And they don't have to say where this money went. Are you familiar with that, Jim?
Well, I've heard things like this. I'm not an accountant myself, but I would believe every word of it. You know, and so if they're going through, you know, line item by line item and get those results, I certainly believe those.
Yeah, she was a undersecretary or anyway high up in HUD in starting in the George Bush one administration, and she carried over some into the Clinton administration, and then she went into, and she used, before that she was with Dylan Reed, and you know, they basically, when she got out sometime during the Clinton administration, they came after her because they had set up a program to show where the money was going. And, you know, anyway, her story is real interesting.
Yeah, right. I know who she is. Yeah, absolutely.
So, anyway, that's all I had. Thanks.
Okay, well, Sherry, thank you for the call.
There's no question that there's no question the federal government is just overbloated, and you know, and people like Pelosi and Schumer have become very wealthy personally. You know, if you look at Pelosi, you know, and her husband in their business deals with China and other places, you know, these people should not be in government with the personal, conflict of interest that they have personally.
I agree, absolutely. Our next caller is Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. Let me get outside the barn here for a minute. Got a lot of noise going on. Good morning, Jim. Going back to this shutdown and what have you, unfortunately, in a lot of ways, it's a domino effect on this deal, because the economy has been so embedded with the government infrastructure, if I'm making sense. Not only are the people that are being furloughed being are suffering, if you will, but also the people that are dependent on economically, with the business that they have geared up to support. I always hear all of these cities and what have you, well, we cut a deal on tax concessions so this big industry can come in. It'll create so many jobs, and those jobs, for every jobs created, you've got five that's in the service industry. That's what I'm trying to, you know, and that's all fine and good till that manufacturing or whatever picks up their toys and goes to another city. And also, all of a sudden, you've got a depressed city, community, and why they, Detroit's a good example of that. The domino effect is what is really bothers me. I agree. There is tons of waste. A friend of mine works for a company on a military base here in Texas, and he said that you could take and build this building, high-rise building.
Jerry, hold that thought. We got a first break. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back. Ladies ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgot to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 16th of January. I am actively seeking to employ part-time marketing people. The details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Jim, you have not one but two weekly radio shows. Let people know how they can listen live into the archives, if you would please, sir.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroads, and also my paid cast. My paid cast is $3.95 per month. You can sign up on my webpage, and I encourage everybody to sign up for the paid cast. Very important topics, and by the way, I have a new book coming out, which you will need the paid cast and some of my other books. But anyway, all of this information on my webpage, jmccsci.com.
All right. Is Jerry still there? Jerry?
Yes. Hello.
Is Jerry gone? Oh, go ahead, Jerry. Let's wrap up your comments, please, or your question.
Okay. Well, gets quiet till I start talking, and everybody's got to participate. Let me get up for it. A friend of mine said they could build a building on the private sector for $1 million. You go over on the base side, that same identical building will cost 2 to 2.5 times as much. And he said, it's ridiculous. And all the paper pushers and I can't get away from the noise. But anyway, my biggest, we've got a vicious circle. Friend of mine, a history teacher, haven't seen him in years, he said, government after a while gets so big it starts feeding on itself. And I, at the time, this has been 35 years ago, I guess. At the time, I didn't understand it. But looking back and seeing what has transpired in the last few decades, I understand it. It scares me when these non-essentials lose their jobs, it creates a domino effect. I'm all for getting rid of non-essentials, but where does it stop?
Good question. Okay. Okay. Is that it, Jerry?
Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Do you have any follow-up on that, Jim, before we move on?
Well, I do. We have had recessions in this country caused by government ineptitude, and where millions, not 800,000, but literally tens of millions of people have lost their jobs, lost their houses. And under Obama, nobody blinked an eye when tens of millions of Americans lost their homes due to the deregulation, just completely stupid what Obama did as far as deregulating the loan industry. And I knew people that were writing 50 loans a day, making $1,000 each, writing loans to people that could not possibly pay these loans and within 6 months were in foreclosure, which dumped the entire housing industry and 5 families in the United States picked up all of this real estate in New York. The Chase and 5 families picked up all of this real estate for a song and then sat on it until the market came back and doubled and tripled their money. So the idea of absorbing 800,000 people into an economy which has zero unemployment, I don't see the problem.
I don't either. We got our next caller here, and we got a break coming up. Let's get started before the break here. Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Yeah, guys. I know we've got some big problems in this country and in this world, but there's one problem that I experienced, and I'm sure John did, and maybe Professor McCanny, I considered a problem that I saw when I was in the military, and I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't have lived it. I called it budget, spend it or lose it. John, you saw that, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
Well, that really bothered me because I know approximately 10 to 30% of the yearly budget was squandered on stuff that they didn't necessarily, they could justify what they bought, but they didn't really need it. A lot of it went home. I saw that directly. I'd testify in front of Congress if it would make a difference, but somebody would probably try to kill me. A lot of it got shoved in a warehouse until it went to the dump. I hear music. I'll finish here in a minute.
Okay. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 16th of January. My website is new, refreshed. We got back just about everything we used to have, putting new things up. Check out the images of continents with different coastlines, new coastlines. It's a fascinating project that we're all participating in. If you find one yourself, if you find an image on a TV show or a movie, a continent with different coastlines, get that screen capture to me. You get your choice of any of my six DVDs as a thank you. It's a fun project. Well, we got a new year. If you have arthritis pain, you're tired of dealing with, well, it's time to get yourself an energy clinic. You've been thinking about it. You've been pondering it. It's time to stop pondering and go to my website, libertyman.com, order your energy cleaner, the mattress pad to go with it, and get past the arthritis pain, get a great night's sleep, get your life back. Check out the energy cleaners at my website where you can place your order using MasterCard, Visa, PayPal. PayPal is great, by the way. Or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Dan, you're talking about government waste. This is a lesson for everybody. Every state has state government surplus auctions, and it's an eye-opener to see pallets, literally pallets, shrink-wrapped with computers no more than 3 years old that are being surplused out for scrap. Perfectly good, perfectly functional 3-year-old computers being sold for scrap. I've personally seen this, Dan. Now, what is your comment to follow up on that?
I wouldn't argue with that a bit. When I was teaching in the Missouri public school system, I had the opportunity to go to a place up in Jeff City where certain people, and I happened to be one of them for a short length of time, could get in there and buy things. And it was just unbelievable, the prices and the quality of stuff that was in there. And there was no reason. I know why they got rid of a lot of it, John, because they had to burn up that budget.
Right.
The end of the fiscal period, they have to consume their entire budget, or in the next year when the money's let out, it'll be reduced by the amount they didn't spend on the previous year.
That's what happens.
I realize that's what happens. You saw it, I've seen it, and I don't think anybody would deny that. Set down with the head of the department at the local university in business management. And they teach people there, obviously, at all three levels, 4-year, master's, and Ph.D. level. And I explained to him what I had seen, and I said, does anybody teach that anywhere in the world? I don't care. Is anybody teaching budget, spend it, or lose it? That's the way to operate a large organization. And he just kind of had a smirk on his face, and he says, no. I said, is there any chance you don't understand exactly what I mean? And he goes, I know exactly what you mean, and nobody teaches it. I said, then why is it like that? And he shook his head again. He says, I don't know. I said, well, how can we fix it? Because the people that are operating that way are just shafting the American taxpayer or any other country's taxpayers. And he goes, I know. So I've had a chance to get a hold of 2 or 3 people in a political position, elected position. They happen to be women. I think 2 of them were women, 1 was a man. And I explained it to them real quick. I didn't waste a lot of their time. And, of course, their eyes were drifting around the room. They couldn't even look at me while I was talking. And it didn't take 5 minutes. It wasn't like I was boring them to death. And I said, what can we do to fix this? This is wrong. It's sick. It's wrong. It's not ethical. It's not moral. And they all said, well, Dan, you know, it's been that way a long time. And then I go, wrong answer. You just lost my vote. And they go, well, I'm busy. I need to go now.
Oh, well.
They're gone. So what would you I've come up with a solution, and I would ask you guys if there's any way we could get this in front of somebody that's got 2 brain cells to rub together in the position to do something. A 1-page memo. Dear department heads, this year, near the end of our fiscal period, don't feel like you have to use up all your budget. If you're running a surplus, if you don't really need something, don't buy it. Just leave the budget alone. Next year, when you open up your budget, your surplus will be there. After 2 years, and somebody smarter than me could figure this out, after 2 years maybe of running a surplus, we'll gently take half of your surplus, put it back in the general fund or some other department that may need it. Have a great year. 1-page memo. Now, what do you think of that?
You don't have to go very far in private business also, primarily in utilities. There's a company called PG&E in California right now that's going bankrupt because that was their policy. I know accountants that work for them, and that was their policy, is spend as much as you can. That's their motivation, because utility, as much as they spend, then they can get that approved because that's a necessary cost. It's deemed as necessary to keep them operating. So throw utilities in along with your
military,
you know, with government agencies. But it's a problem, and you know, the biggest problem is the federal government. If you look in any city, the biggest building is the, either this, if it's a capital of the state, It's the state government buildings. If it's a city, it's the city government buildings. If it's a town, it's the town government buildings. The biggest lucrative business in the country is government.
Yep, you're right. Absolutely.
So anyway,
nobody teaches it, and we've got to do it that way.
Yeah, but this gets back to the point of this gets back to the point of the government shutdown. Just shut it down. And non-essential workers are not working. You know, how long will it take people to realize that, the first one to bail out and look for another job is going to have the best opportunity of getting another job? The people that sit there and wait and hope that that government job is going to come back is going to be standing in line someplace where accountants are a dime a dozen. So if I were working for the government now and I were one of the unemployed, somebody not getting a paycheck, the first thing I would do is I'd be out pounding the pavement trying to be the first guy to get that job because the second guy in the door is not going to get it.
Good point. The only thing that I can see that it doesn't justify it, but the reason it's like that, the people that supply the goods, the vendors, whatever you want to call them, I know they start salivating that last quarter of the year because they know the orders are going to start rolling in. And if that's the case, then we need to let capitalism take its role. If that's the only way they can stay in business, then they need to go out of business and let somebody that can operate more efficiently and effective come in and take their place. And I guess there's enough people get paid off that they turn their head and keep this thing going, this budget, spend it or lose it. And I know that's a small thing, but when you can, what I saw, John, and you speak to this, if you would, please, I saw 10 to 30% of the budgets being squandered in that last fiscal period. And when you figure that up across the board, that's a lot of money. What do you think? What percentage do you think is used up that way, John?
I'm not sure I want to speculate on that, and it's going to vary from agency to agency.
Well, it would, sure.
I do know that the Marine Corps, following World War II, was very proud of staying within their budget and using equipment until it couldn't be used anymore. They were the exception that I'm aware of.
I was going to say, that's not the rule.
No, that's not the rule at all. The odds of being able to change that are pretty slim, short of a major crisis that causes a reset. Dan, we do thank you for your call. We need to move on, sir.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Jim, any news on various projects such as the wing generator, sir?
Well, I have a new book coming out, John, and I emailed you this week. I think we agreed on February 13th as being the release date on your show of my new book.
That's
and
right.
So that's posted on my webpage now. And of course it's not announced. It's not pre-announced what the title will be, but I encourage people to go there. The book is available for pre-sale right now, which means you will be emailed on the day of the release to be able to download that and supporting material. And it's really an amazingly good price for what you're going to get. And so I'm not going to announce the topic or anything else, but you will get some future paid cast. You're going to get some other supplementary material along with the book itself. So for $14.95, you can get the book on the day of the release, February 13th. And of course, John, you will get a copy before then. But it'll be just you'll be the only person that really knows what it is.
Okay.
And so we can discuss the interview.
And well,
because it's going
to
be complicated.
To be able to read the book before the interview, you're right.
right. And so anyway, but it's something that I was going to release literally in August of 2017. And I got a little bit behind, and then I started on the XPRIZE project, which consumed me for the next year and a half. So now I'm back to finishing this book, and it's a monumental book. It's It's a book that's really going to reshape the area that it deals with. So very happy with this book. And so it's finally being released.
Well, we're looking forward to the release date, which is right at a month away. So these 4 weeks will pass pretty quickly. That'll be fantastic, Jim. Well, I know you're a busy guy with lots of different projects. Anything in archaeology that you can discuss publicly?
There's some interesting twists, let's put it that way. And so I'm working on some different avenues of presenting material. And so that's all I can say at this point. But so there's some very interesting things that'll come out in the future.
All right. Well, good. Well, we'll look forward to those. Okay. Your two shows tomorrow. Any heads up on what the topic's going to be?
Well, a little bit about Brexit and the U.S. economy, but mainly I'm getting back to scientific topics. And let me just grab my notes here. I have some notes here. Just basically, I'll be prepping people also for the new book. There's a photo that I want people to look at. I've got it posted on my webpage. And so just some food for thought as we approach this new release.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. Well, we'll certainly look forward to that. What else has really got your attention this morning, sir, on this winter day?
Well, John, I deal with education. I deal with educating people. But I am just amazed at the level of ignorance we have in science and engineering today. I run into it every day. I run into it where people are, if it could be dealing with, cosmology. It could be dealing with energy industry. It could be dealing with so many other topics. But the core problem here always comes back to the universities, where the universities, we have what I call textbook geniuses, textbook repeaters, and much of what they're repeating at the university level is just simply wrong. It couldn't possibly be true. And then what I find, John, is that the people, when you confront them or with the information, it's not like I go out and confront people. But when they are confronted with information, excuse me, they get angry. They get very upset. And that's a symbol. Excuse me, I'm kind of losing my voice here. It's a symbol of people that have basically no defense, no intelligent defense. It's like talking about spending in government departments or something like that. People don't want to listen. And this is a human trait that's very bad. There's actually a name for it. It's called the professor syndrome. And, of course, I've experienced it. Anybody who's been in a university or a government agency or government scientific agency like NASA or whatever, it's just they have a switch. And when they hear something that doesn't fit, that switch, that door goes closed. And they don't want to hear about it because it threatens their existence. It threatens, it's like Galileo dropping the two different size lead balls off the side of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And everybody stood there, including professors of the university, saw that the two balls hit the ground at the same time. Then they went back and kept teaching incorrect Aristotelian physics for 300 years. So we're involved in this. We're involved in this right now. That's very interesting. There was just an article released by the European Space Agency. They finally released some of the data from the Philae lander that landed on the comet nucleus. And they said right there, there's no snow, there's no ice, there's no water. And yet then the news article says, well, maybe some of the compounds once had water attached to them. You know, that's the kind of straws they're grasping at, trying to save this dirty snowball comet model. You know, there again, just absurdities that they can't accept reality. And then, so this is a chronic problem at the university and government levels.
Well, grasping a straw is certainly descriptive of what goes on there. Here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Say the 16th. Jim, we're down to the last 3 minutes here, sir.
Well, John, this new book coming out, I just want to promote it a little bit. It's for me, it's a huge endeavor in the past, and there will be more in the future. So when I release something, it's what I feel the public is capable of handling at this time. And it takes a lot of effort for me to put it in a form that the public can basically consume. So anyway, I'm very proud of this effort, and it has some far-reaching implications in the field that it deals with. So just want to encourage people, go to the webpage. And this also helps me out when you make a purchase. $14.95 is a ridiculously low price for what you're going to get with this. So anyway, I encourage people to do that and also join my paid cast. I'm trying to up my subscription numbers in the paid cast, and it's something very important for people to know and understand. So anyway, that's a little self-promotion here. So
nothing wrong with that, Jim. If you don't promote yourself, who's going to?
Well, nobody that I know of. A few people like you.
But, I'll do what I can, nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
But other than that, just working in the background, I work every day. I work more than when I used to have a real job. That was quite a long time ago, but I enjoy what I do, and that's something that it keeps me ticking.
Well, I noticed as when I was a young man getting into the workforce by my mid to late 20s, I noticed that the men who were in their 70s and 80s that were still working doing what they loved, they seemed to be the happiest and healthiest. That was my impression, and I hold true to that.
Yeah, and so there's nothing wrong with being older. In fact, it's kind of a benefit. I wish I'd have been this smart when I was younger, but I had the good fortune of having about a dozen guardian angels who were moving me in the correct directions and preventing me from doing really, really stupid things, so I got this far.
That's great, and we'll continue doing this, Jim, just as long as we can. Well, thank you for being with us, and we'll look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
Thank you, John. Goodbye, everybody, okay. And we'll see you next week.
Okay. We're top of the hour break coming up here in about a minute or so. We'll have Jeff Nyquist with us. I got an email from Dr. Peter Pry, who was with the EMP Commission. Very disturbing material, talking about the very new and very sophisticated nuclear weapons that Russia is coming up with. And we'll be talking to Jeff about this and how the Defense Department isn't doing anything to counter that. Here's our top of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers.